Homily for Monday, the 31st of July, 2023. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius Loyola, and I will reflect on Ignatius. St. Paul described the Christian experience of God as coming to know, quote, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, end quote. It was Ignatius of Loyola's gift to help us come to recognize and live out of that experience of God. He called it learning to find God in all things, in all matters and situations. But back to Paul's words, the God in whom we live and move and have our being. God is that all-encompassing reality in which we live. God simply cannot be somewhere else. God has to be right here. So how do we open up to, have access to, the God who is already present? Another way for us to ask the same question, how do we enter into Jesus' own experience of the God he called Abba? How do we come to the Father through Jesus? Come into Jesus' own relationship with the Father. Ignatius struggled long and hard with the experience of God's absence in his life. God might be an idea Ignatius was told about. The idea of a reality that stood at the center of all reality. But Ignatius had to painfully admit to himself that God was only an idea. Only an idea and not an experience. Experientially, God was absent, not there. Experientially, God was not real. Ignatius struggled through hours of prayer, through much fasting and many penances, all to somehow make God present, to make God real, but all to no avail. In the end, Ignatius was driven to despair and even contemplated suicide. Then something happened that turned his world, his whole world, upside down. He describes it in his autobiography. He began to recognize the futility of his own efforts to make God present. We cannot make God present. Rather than his own efforts to make God present, Ignatius began asking about God's efforts to make himself present. His question became, what is God doing in my life to make himself present? What is God doing in my life to make himself sensed, felt, real? Immediately, he felt himself unburdened, freed from the burden of having to make God present. Ignatius located, the word he used was discern. He discerned God's efforts to make himself present in the love Ignatius found in his own heart. God announces his presence to us in and through the love we really do have in our own hearts. It's the love that takes us caringly into the lives of others. It's the love we see most clearly in the life and death of Jesus. So, where is God? Where is this God in whom we live and move and have our being? Ignatius answers, look to your love. Reverence your deep down desires. It's there that God's presence, God's glory shines through you. And bring that light to others. Help them to see that light in themselves. And so, make God's glory greater, deeper, brighter in our world. And to close, Paul's words, whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God.